constructive interference.
And now you ask, why is it always these complex numbers? Why do we have to express everything in terms of complex numbers?
So I have, I hope, a video
that's showing an oscillation. This loop ball is going through an oscillation cosine omega t back and forth, and the red one is moving in the complex plane. So this is the real axis, and vertical is the imaginary axis. And so the red one is a circle moving in the complex plane, and the my video is over.
And the blue one is the
following cosine omega t, and the green one is following I sine omega t. So those two, this is just Euler's formula with a time-dependent phase. And whenever we have an oscillation, let's say you have a mass spring system and you see it's moving harmonically, which means it's moving with a sine or a cosine, you can always imagine that that's motion in the complex plane, or it's moving in a circle, and you're looking at it from the edge. So you see the mass going back and forth like this, and you imagine it's moving in a circle in the complex plane. You can see the real part, but you just imagine the imaginary part. And then it turns out to be very convenient to use this kind of construction to add together oscillations. So if we did this for our four scatterers from the last slide, the waves are being scattered, and you can think of that as oscillations at those four points. And those oscillations, if you draw in the complex plane, would be four of these red points, all moving with the same frequency. They're all moving around because the waves that come in have the same frequency. The oscillations at all of those four points are moving at the same frequency. So you have four of these red dots moving around with the same frequency. And we want to know what the amplitude is at the detector. And the amplitude at the detector, you just take these four vectors and you add them together. And their amplitude tells you what the intensity is that the detector is seeing. So at the detector, there's kind of a constant intensity that's the sum of these four vectors. But then there's these oscillations because the whole thing is spinning around. So the trick about using these complex numbers for oscillations is that if you use just the real part, the real parts keep going through zero. And when you try to add them together for the oscillations, you have to think harder about what the relative phase is between them. And when you do this calculation of the complex plane, then the whole thing rotates rigidly, and it's easier to see what the sum of the oscillations is.